I'm pretty humbled with the audience. I'm sitting here with Mr. Perry and Mr. Jaggers. I got to work with you. I never played under you, but I worked under you. And, wow. It's a whole lot easier shooting arrows. I'm pretty good with kids, I think. A lot of them get brought to me. So, for the youth in the crowd, even though I'm a pretty decent coach, I think, I learn something every day. I learned something from this gentleman just a few minutes ago. I always thank God first thing. Thank you, Lord. Second of all, this is my wife. She's the one that actually makes me successful. I didn't anticipate it going off like this. Anyway, I've had an amazing career. I've had a staff behind me, like a lot of you coaches out there. You can't recognize everybody, but there's a few in here for the last of my career with Drake County, Miss Mutual. A lot of ours, coordinators and things in the past that, you know, it was always my name for the longest time, but I know the difference. You have to have the staff along with the athletes, and I was very blessed to have it all. And I hate being a mess up here. I'm supposed to be professional, but this is what you're going to get today. So I can name off of many, many events that were just so spectacular for any of the individuals that were here, like the one young lady was here. Many of y'all I got to share some stories with that coached and played and stuff that she's the testimony. My daughters, they're another testimony. Wow. You know, I look at everything they've done and these children that, you know, whatever they see in us as coaches, it does make a difference. So if you're sitting in the audience right now and you're thinking, man, can I coach? You can definitely do it. I sat out there just like the rest of you, and you know, I'll go back in history just a little bit with Miss Davis. She's from Surian also, and she asked me, she goes, man, you're a big bow hunter and big shooter and all this stuff. She goes, why don't you come up from the Health Archery Program? Well, my son had just got in with Graham and the Colville boys, and I said, sure, I'll come by and check it out. And that's kind of how it started. I sat there just like they were talking about coaches. I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do that. And now I'm blessed. I'm the winningest coach ever in archery in NASP. Just through time and events and things like that is how you get there. But I encourage you, step out, because you'll never know what you could do unless you do it. Just take that first step. And thanks, I mean, just like I get to work with you many times and stuff like that. And for what you all do, this moment right now is just super special to me. And yes, I have been honored, you know, at some other events and things like that. It was equally as special. But this is Drake County to me. This is where all the history lays. We mentioned something about that first world tournament. And I want to make sure there's a little correction there. We took 6 girls in Drake County. And we're talking about the ESPN World Trade Center, World Event Center down there on Disney. So it's sort of like what Drake County has down the hill now. That is impressive. I enjoy the tour. Thank you for everything y'all have done here. I mean, first say that too. When we walked in that big event center, Shay, that was something, wasn't it? It was impressive. The ESPN Center. And I guess that's where some of our kids are coming back from playing right now, probably. We didn't just win first. We won every one of the divisions. Elementary, middle school, and high school. That was Drake County. It was a support that we got from the community, from different people like Mr. Brown. I've mentioned you multiple times, you know, and thank you for everything you've done. And that's what it takes. When you come back into town, you're driving a charter bus, and the lights are going off, and you've won your national championship multiple times and stuff. And these records that they did, because something I mentioned my wife at a Bible study the other night, that, well, it was just because it was the first school. It wasn't. We still hold 90% of those records to date. 2.5 million kids in that program to date. And they're still trying to beat Drake County's records. I have the last 5 national championship rings in a row. And I don't think they'll ever be broken because of Drake County. I just thank you for the opportunity. Sorry I didn't do a better job of speaking. Because like I say, most times it comes shooting arrows, I can do pretty good. But anyway, thank you for your time. Appreciate you very much.